David Seymour is the leader of ACT, of course, Deputy Prime Minister, Associate Health Minister, and he is with us for our fortnightly kōrero. Hey, David, tēnā koe.
Hey, tēnā koe, Dale. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for joining us again today. David, I want to talk a little about the Paris Agreement and ACT's stance on that. But, of course, it's the Kurenehana week this week, and, you know, it's very important for many of our people who make their way to Tūranga Waiwai, just as a vehicle for Māori growth, empowerment, and aspiration. What do you read the role of the kingitanga being in a modern context in New Zealand, David?
Well, I think the Māori Queen can be a leader for a lot of people that want to follow her, and I was impressed by her inaugural speech. I guess that must have been a year ago now. One of our MPs, Karen Chua, will be going to represent ACT there, and we hope that they have a wonderful day of celebration.
Tēnā koe. Let's get to the Paris Accord. It didn't sit comfortably for many when it was first brokered and agreed to. You've argued that scrapping the Climate Change Commission, which is a kaupapa that ACT are advancing, would save money and be better for our country and the wider Pacific. But many Pacifica leaders see climate change as the region's biggest threat. What do you say to Pacifica communities who believe that this sends the wrong message about our country's commitments to climate action, David?
It's not about a message. It's about the practical outcome. This is a scientific and economic issue. If New Zealand decides to go down this path where no other country does, and we put New Zealand farmers out of business, then the people of the world aren't going to stop eating food. They're just going to buy it from other countries, and those countries typically have farmers who actually are not as efficient as New Zealand farmers, so they emit more methane into the atmosphere. So it's possible to get this wrong in two ways. First of all, harming the New Zealand economy is bad for the South Pacific region. You know, the New Zealand economy offers a lot of aid and opportunity to people throughout the South Pacific. And second of all, if the rest of the world stops buying milk and meat and fiber from New Zealand and start to buy it from other countries with less efficient farmers who emit more, then there'll also be more greenhouse gases, making the original thing that we tried to fix even worse than when we started. So I think, you know, the real challenge for New Zealand is, are we going to stay committed to this agreement that was signed up in 2016 when the United States doesn't do it anymore? India and China kind of do it, but they're counted as developing countries that don't have to make reductions like we do. More and more countries, 75% of countries that signed up, are not on track to meet their commitments to reduce emissions anyway. So there's a risk that we end up being just about the only country out there that's shooting itself in the foot without even reducing global emissions. And that's why the ACT Party says Paris has to change or we have to leave. Because right now, this is a negative track for New Zealand. It puts costs onto households because you're paying all that carbon tax. You know, it's a hidden tax, but it's in your petrol, it's in your electricity, it's in your food. And as a result, we're all getting poorer for no good reason. So that's got to change.
Okay, so it's 10 years deep now, the Accord. What's it costing us? You mentioned that much of it is hidden within the tax structures to honour our obligations. Have you put a figure on that? Any ideas, David?
Well, I just saw an estimate of $478 per household per year. Now, the reason I say it's an estimate is that it does change because it all depends on the carbon unit price. If that's high, then you know you pay more. If it's low, you pay less. It depends what sort of things you buy, electricity, what sort of car do you have. So there's lots of different, you know, charges and they change over time. But to give you an idea, you know, one snapshot was it's $478 for the year in extra costs on your food, your electricity, your petrol, all of those things end up costing more because of the carbon tax.
The Pacific Island Forum's meeting in Palau, and disappointing, and I guess some countries, for whatever reason, haven't managed to get there. We've had some sort of solidarity in our approach as Pacifica nations. And of course, as I touched on, climate change, sea level rise are very important issues along the wider Pacific. What should New Zealand's stance be at a hui of that type, do you think, regarding climate change, bearing in mind that Pacifica nations are the ones that are at the greatest threat here?
Well, again, you know, we can't be here saying we're going to kill our own economy and make it worse. We don't want to export jobs to less efficient countries who are not making the same effort to reduce their emissions. That's the first thing. We have to have a stance of fairness for New Zealand households. And second of all, we should be clear that we are a good friend of the Pacific. You know, we are a democratic country. We have a lot of shared culture. We have a lot of people from the Pacific who live in New Zealand. We have a long friendship over a century with many Pacific Island nations. This is a family in the South Pacific. And while the Chinese will make various offers, they haven't been there for a long time, and they might not be there for a long time, or they might not be the long-term friends that New Zealand has been. So I say to people across the Pacific, we're here, we've always been here, we always will be, and we can get stronger together.
Tēnā koe. Taxes looming is an interesting issue as we move into November 7. I'd suggest personalities and charisma have also got a lot to play here in the outcome of the election. Do you see tax as one of the drivers for how people are going to vote, or do you think that they make their decisions with other issues in mind? How important is tax, do you think, or will be, to the outcome of the election? I ask this because I sense that X message is no new taxes doesn't mean no new solutions. How important is tax to the outcome of the election, and how important is it for ACT and how it positions itself in the lead up to that vote?
Yeah, well, can I just start with a couple of thoughts? I mean, one is that if you add up all the tax and all the council rates that are taken in by the government and the councils, it's something like $170 billion a year. That's a lot of money. And there are people, that's about $4 out of every $10 in the New Zealand economy is taken and spent by councils and governments. So there's already a lot of tax. And when people say, oh, you know, this government doesn't tax enough and doesn't spend enough and it's mean, that's not true at all when you look at the basic numbers. You look at something like healthcare. When we came in, it was $30 billion a year. Now it's $34 billion a year. So, you know, the spending on health has gone up $4 billion just in the last 3 years. We are taxing and spending probably more than the ACT Party says we should, but you know, it's a lot. The second thing is that when people make decisions, like if I'm a business and I'm going to invest in another country, or if I'm a migrant and I'm going to choose where to go and live, or if I'm a Kiwi and I'm deciding whether to leave New Zealand, then you know the amount of tax that you pay does actually have an effect on your calculations. I'm not saying everyone's sitting there with a calculator working it out to the last dollar. But over time, if you know that the government's going to take more of your money, that's going to be on the back of your mind and it's going to affect your decisions. So we have to be really careful that we don't tax more and actually push people and money away from New Zealand. If you look at Australia, just last month or 2 months ago now, they introduced this idea of a capital gains tax that's going to be much bigger and tax people's savings and investments. And a whole lot of people in Australia saying, oh, maybe New Zealand's looking a bit better now. So this stuff really matters. So the government taxes a lot, and how much the government taxes actually makes a difference to how many people want to be here. That's just sort of the basic facts. The ACT Party says the government has enough money. Sometimes it doesn't spend it very smartly, and there's a lot of areas where we need to cut the waste and grow the country. There's no question about that. But we don't want to introduce a new tax. We don't want a bed tax. We don't want a bank tax. We don't want a stamp duty on houses. We don't want a digital services tax. We don't want a capital gains tax. We don't want a tax on your inheritance when you leave something for your kids. We don't want any of that. And the reason we don't want any of that is that we already have enough money in the government. We just need to use it smarter. But if you introduce a new tax, it's always introduced on, you know, a small tax on some people you didn't really like anyway, but it always comes back to get you in the end. And classic example of that, you know, we introduced an income tax in 1891. No one really bothered with it. It was just 5% on very, very high incomes that almost nobody would pay. Fast forward, you know, another 100 and something years on, the top tax rate's now eight times that at 39%. And everybody is paying income tax of at least 10%, double the original rate. So, you know, you introduce a tax, do a stamp duty, do a bed tax, do a bank tax. I guarantee you, you start off voting for it because you think someone else will pay. It's just a matter of time before some other politician comes in and makes you pay it too. So we say no new taxes, manage the government spending better and smarter, and we will get to the kind of result where we're a country that people want to come to and live in. And I'm really pleased to see that, you know, in the last few months, the National Party's gone from arguing with ACT, saying, oh, we need new taxes. Now, they say no new taxes, but the ACT Party is still the original no new taxes party, and there will be a time when taxpayers need ACT to stand up for them again, and it probably will be sooner than you think.
Tēnā koe. They've been nicking your ideas for ages, though, that mob, though, haven't they? This week you're welcome free...
lots more where they came from.
Free flu vaccines for kids under five, which is going to help a lot of our young ones. What does this decision say about your party's approach to investing in preventative healthcare, David? And there are other public health measures. What are some of the others that you'd like to see prioritised?
Well, the immunisation is critical. I mean, you look at the last few months, nobody saw this very nasty flu coming. It's literally off the charts. It's such a big flu. And it's critical that we use immunisation to fight it, because otherwise, you know, with very sick little ones, no one wants to see that. And they can't always get into the doctor or emergency department in a timely manner because there's so many people at once with the same problem. So we got to stop all that. We looked at immunisation and said, well, look, you know, can we do this for next winter? But then Pharmac looked again and said, hey, look, we've actually got enough stock on hand to start now. And so just 2 days ago, we said, yep, that's what we're going to do. Now, I contrast that with Pharmac 2 years ago when I got in charge of it for the first time. There were people who were protesting outside the Pharmac building. And, you know, it was always angry, and there were, you know, shouting matches between the head of Pharmac and people in the media. Now everyone's working together saying, well, hey, look, you know, can we solve a problem? Can we do this faster? Whatever. That's a massive improvement on where we used to be. And I'm really proud of the cultural turnaround. It shows that if you get into government and show good leadership, you can make things better. You asked about the future. The ACT Party would like to see the medicines budget increase slowly over time as we can afford it to match Australia. They spend 12% of their health budget on medicines. We only spend 5%. And the Australian Productivity Commission says that a lot of the reasons why they've been able to get better health outcomes is because they have more medicines. We're missing out. And so we've put up a proposal to gradually raise that. We've also said that there should be more minor ailments that a pharmacist can be paid to treat. So if you can't get into your GP for something minor, it might be that a local pharmacy can help. And if that means that pharmacists have more to do and it stops them going broke, then that's a win-win for everybody. So look, more medicines, pharmacy first. We've already fixed Pharmac. I think the ACT Party has a really positive contribution to make on healthcare.
Tēnā koe, thanks again for sharing some time with us. Look forward to another kōrero soon. David Seymour is the ACT Party leader. Thanks so much. Thank you, David.